Okay, I'm here in St Mary's Rugby Club in Limerick, and I have two men with me very involved in the club. I've just watched them win 14-10 against Cove Pirates, and I just want to introduce you to Anthony McNamara, the club president, and Jim O'Dwyer, the club vice president and trustee. I'll start with you, Anthony. First things first, on the pitch, your first team have just got their first win of the season. They felt it was long overdue, and it's a good way to do it.
Well, long overdue, because we were unlucky in the three games we were after playing. Like, we could have won each, any one of them we could have won. We got a bonus point in two of them, so just unlucky not to get a bonus point. Now we're improving slightly. Hopefully we'll win from now on.
Jim, back in the First Division, I don't know, we were trying to work out earlier, there's been a big chunk of time where St Mary's didn't have a team in the top flight, so it is great to be back among clubs like Cove and some of the big established clubs in Munster Junior Rugby.
Well, it is for us, like here in St Mary's, because over the years, the amount of senior players we've produced through the club, like, you know, and we have been out of the First Division for 7 or 8 seasons, like, you know, and last year when we got promoted, like, we were expecting to do well this year, you know, because with the facilities we have here at the moment, and when we get our lights, and we have brought in a few new players, and the coaching staff is first class at the moment, like, you know, and the bulk of the players, they're all from our own club underage, you know, in that sense, like, you know, so hopefully after the win today, like, we'll push on, you know, as Anthony says, in our first three games, well, we definitely should have won two of them, you know, we had here on our own patch, like, you know, but hopefully from today on, like, we'll push on, like, you know.
You mentioned facilities. I can't get over the facilities here. I mean, in terms of walking around the side of the pitch, all railed, there's a full pad all the way around, there's a little terrace on the far side, and you got this clubhouse here, which is a great facility for any club, especially a junior club, to have. So you must be very proud of that, and you must feel that's going to be very important to the future growth of the club.
Well, we are, because we were founded in 1943, like, you know, in the parish here in St Mary's, and our clubhouses in the past, you might have seen the sign coming in, there's a Casbah sign pointing to the bar. The places we had in the old abbey, the Casbah we used to call the clubhouse. When you say the clubhouse, it originally started off in one of the older members' houses. That's where the team used to be picked, like, you know. And then we graduated to, we bought one of the huts from Shannon at the time, wasn't it? In Shannon Airport, and we put showers onto that, like, you know. And we always, as long as I can remember, we say 30 or 40 years, when this was Healy's Field, we played on it, like, you know. And now, having said that, when the development was going on around, there was people thought that we were going to move over the area, like, you know. But we had a big battle. We actually had it's in the history of the club, like, that we actually put a picket on the City Hall for a length of time to make sure we got this ground, like, you know. And as you can see, the development that is ongoing, like, you know. And there's great work going on in the club. There's some great people working in the club, like, you know, even in the morning time, we have a committee, a bunch of lads that come in every single morning, clean the place from top to bottom, you know. We don't use laundry for washing our gear. They're washed by our own members. Of a Monday, that gear today is all washed of a Monday, you know. And it's a very, very close-knit club, like, in that sense, you know. And they say the amount of players that we have produced over the years that went on not just to play for senior clubs, but to play for Ireland as well, like, you know, like, Brendan Foley, Colm Tucker, you know, guys that they came up to the ranks with us, like, you know, we're very, very proud of that, like, you know.
Proven breeding ground then for rugby players. And as Jim was saying, Anthony, the importance of keeping a club in the heart of a city and in the heart of the part of the city that they represent, obviously this St Mary's area and Nuns Island area is very close to your heart, and you want to be right in the middle of it.
Oh yes, we were all born down around here, and St Mary's is St Mary's, like we said, whereas all the other clubs have moved out of the city. Shannon, New Munsters, Gary Owen, they're all gone, whereas we're still in the area where we came from. We used to have to walk out over the bridge to train out here in this field, and go back in then with no showers, bucket of water we get out of some of the houses, and we'd do that, wash ourselves down, and we had no pitch to play matches on. We'd play in Shelburne Park to play our matches, and we still turned out the best of players in them days, like, you know. We'd say Shannon won the cup in 76, I think 75. They had 7 St Mary's players on the team. Johnny Barry, Terry Fitzgerald all played for Munster afterwards, like, you know, and Tullum Tucker, as Jimmy said, played for Ireland in the Lions. Brendan Foley played for Ireland and played against the famous All Black match in the Foley. So it's great honour for us to have these players that came up through the underage ranks, like, you know. And it's great, and we still have the underage here every about 40 young fellas here every Sunday morning training. And they're from the regeneration area, like, you know. Mm. It's great to see them coming back here and staying with the club, like, you know.
It's a poor area of Limerick as well. Yeah, and it must be really important to you that you get into these estates and try and get kids out playing rugby and keep them really active.
Yeah, it's very hard to keep going now because your school's rugby. Mm. And when players are going to the schools, they're listed on their teams and they can't play with the clubs. So lucky enough, a lot of offers don't go to college, so they keep playing with us. So we're lucky enough that we have that, like, you know, and keep them going.
When you look at the facilities they have here today, and you guys talk about the facilities you have, is there kind of an enviness? Are you envious of it, or are you just really happy that they have something to do?
We'd love to be able to go back and play with the facilities, yeah. But when we were playing, like, you togged off in a pair of jeans training or something like that to keep us warm, like, you know. And we had great characters down through the years, and older fellas, like, they were there and they lived for this club, like, you know. Mm. It's like now we say the lads clean in the club and they do the lottery in the club. They're the same fellas. Mm. Their fathers before them did it, like, you know, and they're still here in this club, like, you know, and that's their club. They're not going to give that up to anyone, you know, and they love St Mary's. We all love St Mary's, like, you know.
Jim, there's six AIL clubs in this city, and then you throw in Richmond, the dominant junior club. Some people might be saying, are you mad trying to compete with these clubs? But is that just down to the fact that Limerick is such a rugby city that you can have so many clubs? I think there's nine in total in the city.
Well, we feel here in St Mary's that our true position is in the First Division.
Yeah.
And, like,
and
to be competing with the Richmonds and people like that, the teams like that, you know, that because... Watch, like, we know what we're capable of playing, like, you know, the level we're playing at, like, you know, and that, and myself personally, my ambition would be to see this club going on to play at a higher level than that, like, you know, like the Richmonds in their own robin and trying to get into the All-Ireland League kind of situation, like, you know, that, and that's what the future of rugby is, like, you know, because we have a system in the club that if a player is good enough to play senior, we've never stood in their way, like, you know, we encourage them to play with a senior club. Because, like, if it doesn't work out, they'll come back and play with us, like, you know. That, and that's, for us, is what it's all about, like, you know. Next year is our 70th centenary, you know, and that we're hoping to get the Munster and Leinster junior inter-pro here, which would be a great boost for the club, like, you know. And that, and since our new facilities, even this year, the Munster branch have used last year's season. They've used the facilities on numerous occasions for finals for the underage.
Brilliant.
With the structure we have here, like, you know, and that, and that's what's all about for us, like, the club, showcasing our club, that, as our song says, St Mary's are we, our title is our glory.
Junior Cup winners in the 60s, you've had a couple of cups since, but I suppose in recent years the trophies haven't been there. You'd love to get back and really challenge for a cup this year, or maybe in the next couple of years.
Well, two of us played in that team that won the cup in 68.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a few years ago, like, you know. But there's another man outside there, Mick Hogan, that won it, like, you know. Mm. He won the cup as well, Hogan. And you have Terry Fitzgerald, who won four or five senior cup medals with Shannon. Mm. So they're still involved with the club, like, and they still do their bit there, like, you know. And that's what keeps St Mary's going. No matter what you have in the club, we are St Mary's, we are the best, we are St Mary's, and they're all the rest. So, and that is lovely club, because there was no facilities here at all in this club. We had nothing. Mm. We used to talk off the side of the wall there, and the cow shed, around the cow shed there. We used to grab in the cow shed and get backed in and get out. And then we got a generator. We used to have the lights off, a small generator, like, you know, one light on it. And then there was a big swamp there. You'd have to go down there and wash yourself after it went in the swamp. And if the ball went in, then you were in trouble. So, because we didn't have a whole lot of balls in this, like, you know, one or two balls. But still the same fellas that were members then are members today there.
Well, listen, I'll tell people to come down and have a look at the facilities you have now, because the pitch is fantastic. It's heavy rain the last couple of days, and you tell me it's one of the best pitches, and finished on that, Jim. It's going to live through the winter anyways, that's for
well,
sure.
We were told by the guys that doing the field, like, you know, what way to look at, and we've done that from the start, like, you know, that we can see the fruits of it today. You know? And I'd just like to add, like, you know, that the likes of Brian coming into the club, like, you know, people like Brian, you know, who's in the club a few years, like, you know, he wouldn't be St Mary's growing up, like, you know, as such, you know, that, and that's what St Mary's is all about, like, you know, we welcome people into the club, like, you know, like, the great thing about this club, we have clubmen here who half would support Shannon, half would support Jung Munsters, and half would support Gary Owen in the senior capacity, but at the end of the day, we're all St Mary's men, like, you know, and that, and long may it continue.